Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new series to watch, movie to go to, or podcast to listen to, entertainment news content creator Holly Breslin is with me in studio today with everything you don't want to miss this week. Holly, how's things? Thanks for joining us.
I think my voice is hanging on by a thread after Electric Picnic.
Oh, really? You're still, yeah, tell me about it. You're still in the aftermath of the 3 or 4 day festival. Unfortunately, yeah. There's the downsides of it. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're looking for something to sit back, chill out and relax and tune into, this is surely the TV series of the week. Yes, season 2 of The Irish Traitors kicked off on Sunday night. We've had 2 episodes so far on our first murder or banishment. What is it? Which
so
one do
we've
you
had
describe
a murder us? And we've had a banishment as
we've
well.
We've had both, yeah. Actually. Yeah, we've had both.
We've had, yeah. It is season 2.
And all over 2. A glass of water.
I know. They really, they take everything. I'd be terrified of going on The Traitors. I think I would like blink. Or
I think I'd love it, actually.
You'd want to be a traitor, though, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't really see the advantage.
I think at least if I was going to be banished, then at least I'd have a reason. I would have been a traitor. I think that it would hurt me too much to know that I haven't actually done anything. I've no reason to be banished. And then for everyone to turn against me. I'm too sensitive for that.
So what do you make of the season so far?
So far, we're 2 episodes in. And we'll have, so it's airing on RTÉ on Sundays, Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah, so tonight's the last night of this week.
Yes. Yeah, so far, it's roped me in immediately.
Yeah, flying along.
Yeah, absolutely. And Siobhan McSweeney is just so fantastic as the host of the show. She has such a great kind of like villainous way about her and such a brilliant way of interacting with them and kind of taking the mick out of them a little bit as well. And we've had some like big personalities come in and we were all kind of watching, waiting. Like last year we had a father and son who were in it. We were watching and waiting to see if anyone had any connections. And last night, I won't say who, but we have, they have revealed last night's episode.
We have a relationship identified. We have a couple.
Yes. Who, I didn't see that coming.
No, I don't think anyone did. That was a huge shock last night.
I know. I do love that. I think that makes things much more interesting. So we have, we've had a murder, we've had a banishment, and it's been kind of dramatic already.
Yeah,
so
no,
far
it's great. I have to say I'm really enjoying it. If you're somebody who isn't watching the show so far, you still have time to catch up. Like, we haven't, it's not totally spoiled or ruined for you.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I have been catching up in the mornings afterwards. I watched the last night's episode this morning as well, and I think people are pretty good at not having too many spoilers. When I'm around friends who've been chatting about it yesterday or today, people have been very conscious not to have any major spoilers.
You know, they actually do a traitor's game at Slane Castle, not during the filming of the show, but in the aftermath of it. And I've been there and I've done it, and I've actually been a traitor.
Oh,
yeah, I was surprisingly good. I don't know if that's anything to brag about, but it's worth watching, and still plenty of time. So that kicks off again. The final episode for this week is tonight at 9:30.
Yes, and it'll go on. I think last year it was about 4 weeks long. I think we had 12 episodes. Yeah. So I think it'll be roughly the same.
It's plenty of time still to catch up. Right, if you're not looking for a TV series and you want a movie to get your teeth into.
Beamert Galer Ek Eri Golsir. Maar bien gachtinje, kreitje, ik geef me. A kei den je egen ik als een jarne me. Je ta agle, hergine. Tarik.
Is a priest a big Casey Nadine who?
So this is Anthus.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So this film came out earlier in the year, but only in the past couple of days it was announced that it's been selected to represent Ireland in the International Feature Film category for the Academy Awards, which is quite exciting. It's an interesting watch now. So it goes back, you kind of start
off. It's an Irish language movie,
Irish language movie, yes. Now, you can, it's on the TG Cahir player, so you can turn on subtitles. So don't, if you don't speak Irish, don't let that deter you. It is a brilliant film. It's a thriller, very gripping. I didn't expect it. I didn't know what way the storyline was going to go, because it focuses around these 3 women kind of who are in this struggling Irish village who decide to rob their local credit union. And you're kind of watching this. It starts off in the aftermath. The heist has gone wrong. And it starts off and then it works its way back throughout the film. And you're learning more about these women, why they've decided to do these. These seemingly unassuming women who you're going, why on earth have they done this? This makes no sense. Yeah. All the things are revealed. They kind of have different parts that they go back to and they step back throughout time. And I never expected any of it.
Well worth watching by the sounds of it.
Well though. Worth watching. It was a gripping watch.
Well, obviously, you've been it's selected to represent Ireland at the International Academy Awards, the feature film category. Sure, it's...
Yeah, it's brilliant. And it's got Cary Crowley in the lead role as Mairead as well. So she was in on Colleen Kuhn.
Oh, Colleen Kuhn, yeah.
As well, which was nominated in this category in 2023. Now, there are, for this category, it still has to go through the shortlist, which is announced in December. Mm. And then the actual nominees will be announced then in January as well. So there's a few more kind of processes to go through, but it is Ireland's entry in. It's what the film that Ireland has put forward.
So people can watch it on the TG Cahir player.
TG Cahir player, yeah.
And if you don't have Irish subtitles, but still well worth tuning into.
Yeah, because my Irish, I kind of good enough Irish, yeah, but there's a lot of different accents and stuff as well throughout it. So I just had the subtitles on and you'll catch up words here and there. And should we all watch stuff with subtitles all the time?
That's
anyway,
very true,
so,
actually. Good stuff. Right, if you're looking for a new podcast to listen to.
So in summary, this is a space where I'm going to be gushing over nature, mostly Irish nature, but sometimes nature from further afield, especially Catalonia. So the name, the Seán Chorus, is of course a pun on words, with the Dawn Chorus, one of my favourite collective sounds. There'll be a number of approaches I'll take with this. Obviously it's going to be saturated with wildlife sound, not just birds, but pretty much everything that moves and makes a sound. My name is Seán Ronan. I'm an ornithologist. I am an author, a wildlife sound recordist, but most importantly, I'm from Cork.
Most importantly, I love it. So this is the Seán Chorus podcast.
Yes, what a great name for a podcast. He was saying that a friend of his had suggested it to him and was like, if in years to come you make a podcast, you need to use the same. And that's exactly what he did.
What he did, yeah. Right, so tell us a bit about it.
It launched last week, so we've only had one episode so far. A new episode's every Thursday. The most relaxing podcast I think I've ever listened to. So Seán, he is fantastic. I think people will recognise him maybe from a few different things. He had a really big documentary, Bird Song, out, which kind of followed him on a mission to record every bird song in Ireland. He had a memoir, Nature Boy, which won Biography of the Year at the Irish Book Awards. Or I think what kind of seemingly started all of this, where I first heard of him, was he did an interview with Tommy Tiernan on the Tommy Tiernan Show in 2024, and he was a really interesting man. So this podcast is very kind of chilled. There doesn't seem to be a very strict format with it. It's a lot of him chatting, and then he'll maybe tell you about this time that he recorded this bird, or he had badgers or slugs eating as well, things that you wouldn't think even make a noise. And then he'll go into a bit of his life story as well. He was talking about his childhood. He spoke about how he kind of really got into nature, and it was kind of an emotional episode because he was speaking about a time where he was extremely ill in hospital when he was just a teenager, and how he decided to continue on. He kind of was, when you're a teenager, he was real into nature. He was saying people would kind of slag him and call him nature boy and all these things, and he'd try to watch football and get into things that were typically cool.
Yeah.
And how he got really ill, and then while he was recovering, he'd hear the birds outside and he decided, no, this is what I want to focus my life on.
So it's much more of a personal story than it is a wildlife or nature podcast then.
Yeah, he kind of starts off and he plays little clips of bird songs and will tell you a little bit about where he hid these microphones around the country and things like that, but then he'll explain bits about his life as well. So I was listening to it while I was working away, and I was relaxed. I was zen listening to this.
It sounds very that, actually. Yeah,
it is.
Very kind of chilled out if you're just looking for a little bit of background noise, I should say. In the nicest possible way, that is the Seán Chorus. It has to be this Saturday, the most highly anticipated, I think, Irish sporting event of the year.
This has been a long time coming. I think I had a dream maybe 4 years ago of fighting at Croke Park, and it was an impossibility back then. And a few months ago, even, it was an impossibility. But here we are today. I got the phone call from Brian, my manager, a few days ago, saying all the contracts are signed, it's a done deal. And I couldn't believe it.
Katie Taylor. Yeah, yes. Crow Park this Saturday night.
This is huge, huge, huge. I'm so excited for this.
Are you going?
I am going. I managed to get tickets.
Fair play.
Very lucky. Now, I did look and there are tickets available, but they will break the bank now if you're trying to get tickets,
at this stage,
unfortunately. But it is going to be airing her fight. So the ring walks are meant to be taking place in just after 10 o'clock. That's expected. There's 5 undercard fights beforehand, so things maybe will run a little bit over, but it will be airing on RT2 as well from 8 o'clock if you aren't lucky enough to get tickets. But Katie Taylor, historic moment, first fight since the 17th, since Muhammad Ali, who fought in Croke Park in 1972. So she's against Flora Pilla. So that's just going to be pretty big, gosh, big moment.
Huge buzz about that on Saturday night. The other thing people are talking about happening next week.
Cue the drum roll. All right, open your boxes. Open your boxes. 1, 2, 3.
You get a car! You get a car! You get a car!
If you fancy going to see Oprah Winfrey.
I know. This is amazing. She has made her way over to Ireland the 14th of September. She is doing Up Close with Oprah. This is a live show and she's going to be in conversation with David Mead. He's going to be hosting this night where she's going to be chatting. She does a lot of these things, but I don't think she's ever done one in Ireland before. So I think it's going to be a big, big crowd at this. And Niall Breslin is going to be performing on the night as well. So this is going to be a big one.
Still tickets available, isn't there?
Yes.
On Monday the 14th of September, the Three Arena kicking off from 6:30. If you don't have tickets and you fancy being there though on the night, we've one pair of tickets to give away before the end of the programme. So if you fancy going along to see Oprah, all you have to do, text the word Oprah followed by your name and your address, send it in to us for free. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. We'll pick a winner. We'll announce that before the end of the programme at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Holly Breslin, entertainment news content creator. Holly, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.